No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
at the blue corner.
You chose the right station.
Time for the people in the back.
Just like that. All right, so I got this stuff up. I got all Adobe trying to sell me something. Y'all leave me alone. Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. I am your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Joe, what it do? I see you in there already. That's what's up, Joe. Yeah, so Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. We have a YouTube channel solely dedicated to the show at Mr. Cowboy Nation. It's Mr. Cowboy Nation. Yeah. Same thing on IG _ at Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm on TikTok too. All these apps, bro. I'm trying to see what my name is on TikTok. Y'all give me a minute. Okay, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Yeah, so same thing as here, right? So, yeah. So TikToks, you know, we got TikToks now. IG, covered IG. YouTube channel. Okay, cool. All right, so Cash App donations. You're gonna see my producer put the Cash App tag on the front of the desk. Can you dig it? We are available. Well, if you get your podcast. Lee, what's up, man? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all. That's me. I'm being rude. All right, so I'm sorry. Available platforms wherever you get your podcast. My personal favorite being Spotify. Right? So when you go on there, you search, Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. And then Mr. Cowboy Nation is important because there's a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig that? All right, let's get into it, y'all. We got some things to talk about. Let's go ahead and get it started. I can't get out this here. Yeah, Petty, Pendergrass, it's in the bit. Let's go, man. All right, let's go ahead and hop into it, shall we? Oregon Ducks, hold down. Come on, Dad, see me, Oregon. Woo, oh, my. Oh, my, Oregon, the nerve of you have all of us thinking y'all are the best team in the country, 13-0, just dominating everybody, right? And we like, man, it's going to be kind of tough to beat Oregon. Oregon looks really, and here come Ohio State. Oh, my. That's that bad. I don't know if you watched the game, right? I've never seen. This was the year TCU made it and got just annihilated 59. This was in that neighborhood, right? Like, this was in that neighborhood, right? So it was so bad, the announcer. He looked at Kurt Herbstreit. He said, hey, so what do you tell your team, right? And Kurt looked at him like, what the f*** are you supposed to right? All right, so the guy said, well, you got to come out the second half. It's required, right? You can't just stay in the locker room. I was like, wow, like y'all really getting drugged like this? Like they really, wow. And it looked like that, for real. Like, if they could have stopped that game at halftime, they would have, dude. Wow. And it was the number one team, 13-0. But boy, Joe said the Oregon Ducks got. Oh, man. It was just, oh, man. Oh, man. Oh man, oh man. So Oregon, come on down here and see me. I just really want, I really caused over because of this picture. I think this picture is hilarious. Look at this picture. Hell, they went a lock like that. All right, this next one gonna hurt me, but I said, I made a vow. I said when I did this show, I was gonna be fair, I was gonna be honest. Right? I wasn't gonna be biased toward the Cowboys. You know, I wasn't gonna give the Cowboys a pass. Why I troll everybody else. I said, I'm gonna troll the Cowboys just like I troll everybody else. So here it is. Michael Parsons, come on. Sir, come on, step over here and talk to me for a minute. So Michael Parsons had a very interesting comment after the Philly game, right? That we lost 41-7, may I add, right? He said, if you take away the scoreboard, it just come down to 5 plays. And other than that, you know, we played pretty good up until about 5. I said, hold on, wait a minute. Well, why the hell are we playing if ain't no scoreboard, Michael Parsons? The scoreboard is kind of important, Michael Parsons. I said, man, please tell me. He didn't say that out loud to these people. If you take away the scoreboard, the scoreboard is why we're here. We're here, but the scoreboard is kind of important, Michael Parsons. Like, oh, I'm so young. And just, you know, so young. I was young, and I can't call him dumb. He's very intelligent. I was young. Sometimes when you're young, you just really don't think things all the way through. I'm going to say that. Because ain't no way in hell he thought that one all the way through. He just said something off the top of his head. Because ain't no way in hell you thought about that comment. Mm-mm. That had to be pure emotion. So I'm not going to let that get past me. All right, so let's go and get into why I'm here. Y'all know how. Yeah, when I get one. Pittsburgh, come on down here. See me, Pittsburgh Steelers. Y'all thought I was going to let this one get past me? Absolutely not. I don't care if we lost 41-7. I do not. So, you know, as you know, we're in holiday season, New Year, right? So, Christmas, you know, December 25th. My kids got up open gifts. Pretty sure a lot of you guys got up open gifts. Your kids got up open gifts, right? The Pittsburgh Steelers got up and opened the gift, too. A big old can of whoop ass from Patrick Mahomes. I said, boy, this is the best Christmas ever. Pittsburgh get beat to sleep on Christmas. I said, boy, thank you, sweet little baby Jesus. Thank you. That was it. That was all the Christmas gift I needed. 29-10, just beat the brakes off. I said, oh my, Pittsburgh. Right when we was ready to put y'all in the playoffs and Super Bowl contention, and you do that, you went to bed like that. Oh my. But hey, I had a ball. It was fun for me. All right. We're going to take a break into action and get a word from my sponsor. We'll be right back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right, so question of the day is as follows. See what y'all got going on in this comment section, man. My bad, y'all. I ain't mean to leave y'all hanging like that. So y'all do know when we shoot these shows like this and I be shouting y'all know this be on Spotify. I be calling y'all name on Spotify. Just to let y'all know. I think it'd be cool to tune in Spotify here. Hear my name calling one of them shows, you know. But that's just me. All right, so question of the day. Has Brock Purdy hurt his contract negotiations. You know, let's just face it. 49ers not that good right now. They're not. And I know first as well, we injured. Yeah, we injured too. We way injured than y'all. Like, y'all got y'all star quarterback. Y'all should, you shouldn't, not 7-10. Let me make sure. Let me, cause that's a pretty strong accusation to call a team 7-10. So let me. If there are any San Francisco fans, anybody that's aware of San Francisco's record, can you tell me what their record is? Yeah. What's their record? So it's just gonna clear this up now, because you know, we don't really get along with San Fran, and you know, it was a lot. Which I just don't like y'all. Nah, 6-10. I'm sorry, 6-10. And we 7-9. Really? So I got worse record. Y'all got worse record than us, dude. I had a paper bag on my head this season, for Pete's sake. And we got a better record than y'all, bro. And y'all had South Star on court. Wow. That is very interesting. That is very interesting. Like, y'all pretty much. Jay, what's up, man? So, San Fran pretty much had their starting quarterback. You know, wow, that's amazing. So, Brock Purdy still got it to Super Bowl, right? I know a guy in Dallas got $60 million a year and hadn't got his team to a Super Bowl. You got your team to a Super Bowl, right? So, yeah. So, just based on that alone, yeah, matter of fact, I think you should start the bidding at $62 million a year, Brock Purdy. Yep, I think you should. I think you should come in at $62 million, and you're going to get it. Yep, so get paid. Get your bag, young fella. Get your bag, young fella. It's there for you, right? All right, so let's go over to this week's Did You See That Moment? This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Detroit Lions and the San Francisco 49ers game. Let's go check that out.
Goff. Oh, here's a little lateral to Williams, and he's down the sideline and gone for a touchdown.
These dudes in these trick plays.
Amon-Ra St. Brown made the catch.
I promise.
He's done this before this year, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and this time the lateral for the touchdown. And Ben Johnson loving every second of it.
This is getting disrespectful.
And when they run these plays, they work.
I'm
and Sam
saying,
Laporta,
dude,
no one's going to be talking about him, but he's the guy who's out in front.
These dudes got to be stopped.
And helps kind of seal it enough. And with the speed then of Jameson Williams.
Yeah, man, these dudes got to be stopped. Like, these trick plays, like, they doing fake stumble plays, and they working. Like, at this point, they toying with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, that's frightening, dude. And then they hung 40 on San Francisco, like. Golly. Oh my God, man. It's gonna be a mess if these dudes pull this off. I promise. Excuse me. That's gonna be so many bandwagon Lions fans, boy. Like, you ain't now. How many Lions fans did y'all know? The people that's watching. How many Lions fans do you really? I ran across two in my whole entire life. Two Lions fans. Watch all the Lions fans you're gonna see, dude. Watch. Just watch. This is gonna be just, oh my God. All right, so college football playoff, right? My take from it. Let me stick to the script. All right, so Scatterboo, am I pronouncing that right? Scatterboo. He said he was the best running back in the country, didn't he? That's what he said. I'm the best running back in the country. Nobody can stop me. That's what he said. And he almost single-handedly beat Texas, right? He almost single-handedly beat Texas. Threw a touchdown, ran for one, ran a two-point conversion, right? Had probably the play of the game with his helmet got ripped. That was almost, did you see that moment? You know that play. It probably should have been, right? But, yeah, he almost single-handedly beat Texas. That kid made himself a lot of money. I promise he did. And I don't know. You know, I know we was talking about that Aston Gentry all year. Maybe we were sleep on this kid. Maybe he should have been in the conversation for the Heisman as well, right? Maybe he should have been. Right? I'm just saying, looked like it to me. Looked like he at least should have been in the conversation. Well, he fired Mike McCarthy. I keep hearing he's going to Chicago. Man, you give me a head of the show. I answer your question. What I've heard, they hadn't talked to Mike about a contract extension. Jay, they haven't talked to Mike about a contract extension. From what I've heard. Last thing I heard about that, and this was maybe a week ago. This last thing I heard, that they hadn't even approached him about a contract extension, which tells me he's probably gone. Because if you're going to extend the guy, you probably would have done that a while back. You know what I'm saying? So for us to be this close and you hadn't even approached him, he's not bringing him back. I don't think he's bringing him back. That's just what I think. You're right. So, I mean, unless something amazing happens. But from what I heard, they hadn't even approached him. So, we'll see. Mike, where we at? All right, so Texas. Speaking of Scatter Bowl single-handedly beating Texas, Texas looks a little sloppy. Yep. Texas look a little sloppy. And remember, right before going into the playoffs, I asked the question, do y'all think we'll see Arch Manning? Right? Because I knew, like, Quinn Ewers, like, he have his moments where you be like, dude, I'm barely about to pull you out of this game. Because you are stinking up the joint. And then he makes clutch throws on 4th and 13. Right? So, in his case, kind of, he drives you crazy. But he more times than not, he ends up pulls it out. Right? And that's the thing. That's, you know, you got to stick with a guy like that. But, you know, it tends to make things more interesting than it should be. And which leads me to my next team. You don't want to have things more interesting than they should be with Ohio State coming. That ain't what you want. I'm going to be honest. Ohio State looks like the best team in this tournament. And solely because of what they're doing. And I know we just saw Notre Dame. They are well coached, right? Well coached. Marcus Freeman, that penalty he got on special teams, the land account, awesome, genius, right? Gave them an extra possession, took an extra, 4 to 5 minutes off the clock? Beautiful, right? So, but y'all know I say a lot, I say all the time, the fight starts in the trenches. You tell me who winning up front, I'm going to tell you who winning the game, right? So, and Ohio State is just whipping people up front. Like, whipping them. Like, they whipped Tennessee up front, you know. Whipped Oregon up front. They playing very physical. They, you know, putting players out. I'm like, dude, these dudes, you know, they on a mission. They on a mission, dude. Ohio State looks, they look like a juggernaut right now. I can't lie. And I wanted to see what Notre Dame would look like. But, you know, Georgia look good on defense, but that quarterback issue, I knew Georgia was going to get smoked. Are we getting a new quarterback? When you say we, are you referring to the Dallas Cowboys? I'm assuming that you're referring to the I don't see it within the next 4 years. Like, not with what he paid Dak, right? I'm going to say this about Dak. Lee, I do think this is Dak's last contract. I do. Ain't nobody told me nothing. I ain't heard nothing. That's how I feel like that these four are going to be Dak's last four in Dallas. I feel like this is going to be the last one, right? So, I don't see Dak going anywhere the next 4 years unless he get hurt or, you know, some young kid falls in our lap in the third or fourth round, and he's way better than expected, right? Kind of like how he got the job. So, you know, but I don't see us, you know, like giving up our future to go get a top guy. Now, I don't see that happening. I don't. Because, I mean, Dak, and I'm going to say this about Dak, right? So, Dak is not Patrick Mahomes. I say this all the time. Dak Prescott is no Patrick Mahomes, but there is no shame in it. There's no shame. K Boogie, what'd it do, man? So Dak Prescott is no Patrick Mahomes, and there's no shame in saying Dak Prescott is no Patrick. There's only one Patrick Mahomes. He's the guy at QB, right? So there's no shame in saying he's no Patrick Mahomes, right? But you know, $60 million a year, man. You know, I just think that's a lot. But the market do call for $60 million. But at the end of the day, right? Dak Prescott is better than a lot of the QBs that are playing. You say what you want about him, but if you go through the guys that's starting, hey Jay, how you doing, sweetheart? If you go through the guys that's starting, I'm talking a good at least 50 to 60% of the guys that's starting, you probably take Dak over. At least half. You'll take Dak over at least half of the starting QBs in this league right now. At least half. Right? So, my issue with him is he doesn't show up against San Francisco or people that play similar. You know what I'm saying? So, it seems like it's a book out on him. He need to figure that one out. He really do. Because it ain't cute and we need him to step it up. But I honestly think we can win with Dak if we get a stout defense, and we commit to running the ball for real. Like, the way he was running offense for Cooper Rush was the way he should have been running offense for Dak Prescott from week one, right? So, and this, y'all for made me get ahead of the show. That's the reason I have the opinion I have about Mike McCarthy. All right, so. Yeah, but I'm sorry, man. Ohio State looking like. It's about to be theirs. But I don't know. I think the Penn State and Notre Dame game is going to be very interesting. Very interesting. I don't think Penn State is to be overlooked either, right? So this is I like this. I like this. You know, this, you know, we had a lot to say about the 12-team playoff. You know what I'm saying? But this has been nice. This has been some good football. He needs to run more. Now that, man, you see Dak falling apart trying to run, man. We need a run heavy offense. Dallas needs a young running back. And I think we take one in this draft, Jay. I think we take one in this draft. It's a lot of good backs in this draft. Steve Young had to overcome us. So anything. You're right. And I really hope he does it, right? I would love to see Dak overcome San Francisco. I would love to see it. Because it's over with then. If he can figure San Francisco out, it's over with. Yeah, it's going to be a problem. All right, so I'm finna go ahead and I'm finna pick week 18 games. I really should only be picking one game on here. But we'll go ahead and go through the whole. No, because AFC North got something going on. Right, so yeah, I'm going to go through and pick these games. I'm going to get into some topics since we already talking about the Cowboys, and we're going to get there. Casey, what it do, man? My boy K Boog said Penn State is more explosive. Notre Dame has a lot of holes in their secondary. I like that boy number. Now you said Notre Dame, man. Yeah. Hey, so Boog, let me ask you this. Did you see number 44 for Notre Dame up front? So were you thinking what I was thinking when I saw him, how he was just wrecking shop up front? What I was thinking? Because I instantly thought him and Leo Fowl reunited. Yes. Like, I instantly thought that. We need a better RB1. Man, quit doing Rico like that, man. But I'm going to say this, Bull. I do think we're going to get a better back. Like, I think a lot of these backs that's coming out going to be better than Rico. I think we take one. So, you know. I think you'll get your wish in this draft. Hey, you go, Casey. Talk about some Dax or slow. I tell you this, Casey, you consistent. Your stance on Dak Prescott has not changed. All right, let's get to these picks. All right, so Bengals versus the Steelers. Ooh, man. This is interesting. So is Pittsburgh mad for getting beat to sleep on Christmas? Like, how Pittsburgh gonna respond? Joe Burrow is being Joe Burrow down the stretch once again, right? You know what? You know, but the Bengals ain't really got no pass rush, dude. I know they got that boy that's leading the league in sacks, but he's the only thing they got. I don't know, man. Give me Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh over. Yeah, he said, yeah, that's how Dak got hurt. Said Dak is turning into Romo with all the injuries. Yeah. So, and that's another reason, too, but why I said I feel like these four are going to be his last four. I'm looking at them injuries. You know, he's getting, I ain't going to say up in age, but for a football player, he's getting up in age. That's when the injuries start hitting, right? So, I'm just saying. But, yeah, give me the Steelers over the Bengals. Browns, Ravens. Give me the Browns. I don't think the Ravens really play nobody. Because Ravens pretty much locked in, right? They not up for the number one seed or nothing. So, yeah, I don't think the Ravens risk nothing, man. So, give me the Browns to beat some backups. Commanders, Cowboys in Dallas. My Cowboys are going to send us off right. They're going to send us off right, Cowboy Nation. They spank Washington. Washington gonna play a bunch of backups. They locked in, right? In Dallas. So, I think they send us off right. I think they send Mike off right. Yeah, because Mike out of here. Mike gone. So, give me the Cowboys over the Commanders. And that's going to be a sweep, too. We want Dallas. You know what? Since y'all don't know what y'all name is, that's what I'm going to call y'all. We want Dallas. Because y'all seem to say that every year and catch one. So, we want Dallas. That's y'all new name. We want Dallas. So, give me the Cowboys over. We want Dallas. Colts, Jaguars. Man, like, oh, my God. I really should only be picking one more. Colts, Jaguars. Nothing's going on, right? Give me the Jaguars. Panthers, Falcons. Give me the Falcons pretty much locked up. Do the Falcons need that game? Falcons need that game, don't they? Because the Bucks in control. Bucks need to win. Bucks need to win, don't it, y'all? I think the Bucks need to win. Give me the Falcons to beat the brakes out of the Panthers. So we got Eagles, Giants. Oh my God. So let me say this. I'm happy Boo Boo Green Birds came up. So Saquon Barkley, 101 yards away from breaking Eric Dickerson's record. I have to say this. I meant to write it in the outline. I'm happy. You know, we here now. Don't worry about how we got it, but we here. 101 yards to break Eric Dickerson's record. And this is why I say the Philadelphia Eagles are the most classless organization on the face of this earth. How do you not let that guy go get that record with the season that he's had for y'all? Right, and I understand. Well, we wanna make sure, dude. There is no guarantee you winning the Super Bowl. But what is guaranteed is he gonna get 101 yards on the Giants. That's guaranteed. He can get that at halftime. He could have got that at halftime, and you could have told him put street clothes on. You take the rest of the day off. He could got 100 yards on the Giants in the first half. And done deal, you know. So, like just that's why I don't know about like y'all feel. That's why. That's why nobody likes y'all. Cause I like class guy. He has brought class to your organization. That is something you guys are not known for ever. You boo Santa Claus for Pete's sake, and now we're associating y'all with class solely because of him. Because nobody likes a head coach. Right? And you don't let that guy get that out. Oh, my God. Philly. On behalf of Saquon Barkley, screw you, Philly. Jay said, you like Baltimore over the Browns? We need what draft position, K-Book? Man, what I meant on here? Y'all got me off track. All right, so, yeah, okay. Texans, Titans. Oh my God, bro. Give me the Titans to beat the Texans, but Titans probably gonna play a bunch of backups, right? So Dolphins, Jets, who really cares about this game? Did y'all see Aaron Rodgers get mad because he threw a pick? And oh my God. Oh, and I so cautious, man. Rodgers gonna go over there and destroy that team, dude. And there it is. 4-12. So give me the Dolphins over the Jets. Seahawks, Rams. I don't think the Rams play anybody. The Seahawks beat a bunch of backups. Bears, Packers. Packers probably not playing nobody. Bears beat a bunch of backups. Patriots, Bills. Bills not going to play anybody. Patriots beat a bunch of backups probably. Bucks, Saints. Give me the Bucks. I think the Bucks need this game, don't they? I think the Bucks need that game. So give me the Bucks over the Saints. I think the Bucks take the playoff spot from the Falcons. Chiefs, Broncos. Chiefs for sure not playing no bad. The Broncos beat a bunch of backups. 49ers, Cardinals. The Pride Bowl, right? This man has to be a football man. Give me San Fran to beat the Cardinals. Chargers, Raiders. Chargers not playing anybody. Raiders beat a bunch of backups. Now, this is the game. This is the only game I really should have picked on the schedule right here. Eric Dickerson got those yards in 16 games. So for me, it doesn't matter. Bogger came up short. Well, that's the thing. So the guy, but this is the part of the story they're not telling you, Joe. The record that Eric Dickerson broke, he had the extra game as well, right? So it's just the evolution of the game. So the guy that had the record that Dickerson broke did it in one less game than he did. So it's just coming back full circle. It was time for Barkley to break the record. And Philly did what Philly does. That's beat buttholes and screw everything up for everybody. So wait a minute. All right, Vikings, Lions. If I'm not mistaken, this is for the number one seed in the NFC, right? This is for the number one seed in the NFC. I think the Vikings slept on. Like, I did not know they were that solid. The Vikings are a very solid team. And I'm going to say this. Good luck to the NFC South winner. Because y'all got the loser of this game, and they probably finna come in your front yard and bow race you. Yep. Y'all got the loser. So, yeah, y'all probably the NFC South. Who is it? The Bucks? Y'all get... Man, the Bucks got a win over the Lions, though. That may be interesting right there. We'll see, though. But I don't know. I think the... Man, and the Lions look strong. But Minnesota is just... Minnesota is playing... You got the Vikings back. Yeah, I can see that, too, Boog. I ain't lying. And I really want to go Minnesota by three. But when I made this outline, see what had happened was... when I made this outline... I said, man, I'm going to go Lions by six. Give me the Lions 24-30, 24-30 Lions way. Right? But I really think people sleep on Minnesota, man. I really do. I really do. I really think people sleep on Minnesota, dude. So Minnesota's playing really good football right now. I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota won by field goal, but... I had already made the outline, so I had to stick with my pick. I wanted to change my mind, though. All right, so let me get my State of the Cowboys address, man, and we gonna get on out of him. Yeah, they do have a lot of injuries. That's what I'm saying. Like, they got a lot of injuries, dude. And ooh-wee. And if you got any holes on their back end, Justin Jefferson for sure gonna find them, Jack. Justin Jefferson balling. I don't know, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Minnesota won the game, but I'm gonna stick with my pick. All right, so first round draft pick. I believe Vikings winning the Super Bowl. Dude. I told y'all a couple weeks back, I think it's up for grabs. I think anybody can take it. I think anybody that's in the playoffs can take it, right? Because anybody can get hot. Like, you got the Rams can get hot and be hell over. You know what I'm saying? So, I really think it's wide open. I really think it's wide open. So, I mean, I can see it. Who the Eagles play in the playoffs, whoever they play, always go into them. Man, you know what, Jay? I think that's all of us in Cowboy Nation. Like, whoever Philly got round one, we are fans of that team that round. Please believe me. Because I am so desperately waiting to throw a party for when Philly goes home. Party time for you, boy. Can you dig it? All right. So, first round pick, man. First round pick. What y'all think? You got Texas, boy? I've been hearing, right? I've been hearing a lot of talk about running back. I don't think we need to run out and draft no running back in the first round. That would be absurd. Yes, and I don't, what are we picking? Let me see what we picking. Because I heard 12, I heard 14. So, let me look that up. But if it's 13, if it's 12, 13, or 14, number 13. Okay. So, the 13th pick. You're not taking no running back in no 13th pick. Like, when we can desperately use a tackle, right or left. I don't give a damn which side at this point. We need a tackle. We need both. Right? So, and we definitely can get one at 13. Right? So, I mean, we need a tackle. We need a little linebacker. Right? We can use a ball hawking safety. We can use a young shutdown corner. We can definitely use another pass rusher, right? I'm just saying. We can get a back third round, a good one. We can upgrade the running back position in the third round. Let's just pump your brakes on the running back tie. Cause Ashton Jensen ain't that special. He ain't. You know, the other kid, Scatterboo, he looked special, but, you know, am I taking him at number 13? Absolutely not. I'm not taking him number 13 overall. I could. Now, if you're there in the second round, then, yeah, we can talk, you know. But, nah, not number 13 overall. I would do no such thing. There is not a running back of that caliber in this draft to be taking number 13. In my opinion, right? Thank you, T-Mac from Arizona, K-Book. I would love that pick at 13, right? So, it's too much we need to, you know. And I think that will impact us more. Right tackle, left tackle. We have 10 picks and 4 picks in the fifth round. Oh, that's why we finna make our move at home. Boy, Will McClay be earning that money, don't it? Cause he be, man, I don't know where he be finding these guys at. And I guarantee you, we get something nice in that fifth round, boo. I guarantee you we may get two good guys out of them fifth round pick. All right, so Mike McCarthy. Let's talk about Mike McCarthy. If we lose and the 49ers win, we move up to 11th pick. And if we move up to the 11th pick, Joe, I bet you all the tequila in Mexico, we would not take a running back. Because the guys that would be on the board at number 11, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. You remember we got Michael Parsons. We got Michael Parsons number 11, didn't we? Up in there, we got Michael Parsons in that range. So, nah, if I got another Michael Parsons type player that fell to me, I'm not screwing running back. I take running back in third. All right, so Mike McCarthy. All right, so now I did a video after the Bucks game, and I was saying how that the team responded to Mike, and it was a beautiful thing to see the team respond like that to Mike, and really lay one on the Bucks, right? But you follow that up by going to Philly is just getting just out-coached in every which way possible. And I understand there was a talent discrepancy. Even, you can say, well, Philly had their third-string QB in. Yeah, but they had first-string everything else in. They had first-string everything else in. Everything else was first-string. They still had Lane Johnson. They still had Mulata. They still had both of the receivers. They still had Saquon Barkley and Gainwell. They still had number everything else was number one. Right? Now, you look at the Cowboys, you know, we had some fives and sixes out there. You know, so I understand the talent gap, but I'm just saying from a coaching standpoint, like, we don't know what we doing. Like, the pick Cooper rush through at the end of the half, you got Jalen Tolbert on the out route. If you can make that throw, he catches that ball, get another 5 to 7 yards, get out of bounds. We kicking a field goal, right? But you throwing a deep post route in the double, triple coverage. Right? And then the touchdown to Devontae Smith was basically the same route concept. It was just inverted. But the rookie QB who's never played an NFL game knew to look underneath first. And boom, Devontae Smith runs it in for a touchdown, right? So how does a guy that's been playing QB 8 years, 9 years, not know he's unaware of what we're doing in this situation? Like, we, it's the end of the half, we're trying to drive down, and we got the best kick in the league. Just get him, just get cross midfield. He got it. Just, you know, take whatever you can get so we can get out of bounds. Like, how does a QB that's been playing this long not know that? Right? So, and this is one situation that's been consistent, like, throughout this time here. In situational football, we are dumb. We don't know what's going on. We don't know what the hell we're supposed to be doing. And we make mistakes like we did in Cincinnati. Like we did in the Cincinnati game. All right? So, no. I'm straight. I've seen enough. It's going to be another frustrating 5 years if you give them another 5 years, right? You're going to look really good, but when it gets tight, we're going to do something stupid and shoot ourselves in the foot. Right? So, nah, I'm good. I'm good on Mike. Which running back would you go for? Because Rico's not our starting running back. I don't know, man. It's a lot of good backs. It's not one particular back that I like over anybody else, Jay. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm not taking one in the number 13 overall, because I feel like there's a lot of good backs coming out. You know, I mean, it's a couple of them that I'd be cool with. To be honest, it's a couple of them I'd be cool with, right? So, I mean, I'm trying to think. I like the boy from Tennessee. Boy from Tennessee that's coming out. I want to say Dylan Sampson. I don't know if Love coming out from Notre Dame. You got ATN. I don't know if he coming out, but it's a kid in North Carolina that's nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you talk about Jenny and Scatterboo, like it's a couple of them. It's a kid in Memphis that I take in the third round, right? So. Yeah, you missed the picks, Big Mike. You had to, if you were winding a little bit, you make a catch, you'd be behind the shoulder. But hey. I've seen enough of Mike though. I mean, Mike and roll, man. But Mike Zimmer, the running beat from North. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So Mike Zimmer, though, I would love to see Mike Zimmer back. I honestly believe if we bring Mike Zimmer back and give him a draft, I think we'll have a Super Bowl caliber defense next year when we walk out there on the field. Barring injury. Like, if we don't just get destroyed by the injury bug again, right? If we can put a a healthy defense on the field, I think we will put a Super Bowl caliber defense on the field with all the pieces. Yep. I honestly believe that, right? So, and you can tell they were kind of gelling, and they getting the hang of it. And dude, they can hang in there with anybody, you know, long as the offense ain't dogging them out and leaving them on the field all game and turning the ball over on their own side of the field, right? Long, you know, but as long as we play good football, man, defense hang in there, right? So I'm with Zim. I'm with Zim coming back. Zim is probably. Robert Saleh as our DC, please. I'd say Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh might be the head coach, if not Zim. I'm just saying. Again, I ain't heard nothing, but I'm just saying. I can, you know, that wouldn't be far-fetched of him say, hey, Zim, you know, you got it. Everybody say we lack discipline. We need discipline. That is why Jerry loves him. Sam is a no-nonsense disciplinarian. He holds guys accountable. Right? What does this team need? Accountability. It makes sense. You know, Jerry loves him. He's been to a Super Bowl, right? As a DC, but he's been to a Super Bowl, right? Should, a lot of people say he should have won that Super Bowl, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. Oh, with you, Joe. Yeah, just watch the show again, and you know you'll catch the pics when you watch it, rewatch it. It'd be awesome for me. But yeah, I wouldn't. So you would take Zim as a head coach, okay, Bull? All right. So, but I'm cool with Zim though. I'm cool with Zim. I want Zim back in the building, man. I really do. I want Zim back in the building. All right, so I know a lot of the Cowboys Nation is disappointed because, you know, we got this big hype speech in the beginning of the year from Jerry Jones saying, hey, we going all in, right? We going all in, and we got all excited, and nothing happened in free agency. Nothing really happened in the draft, right? Coming to the season, trade deadline, nothing really happened. We traded for a guy and didn't play him. Right. Signed Dalvin Cook and didn't play him. Right. But just listen, hear me out. Cowboys will be picking number 13 overall if everything holds, possibly 11, right? Whole bunch of cap space. Franchise QB locked up for 4 years. Number one wide out, who shows he, you know, he top five. You can say, you can argue with your mammy, C.D. Lamb, top five. I don't think we'll argue with that after this year, right? So, you got your franchise QB, top five wide receiver. Right? Generational player on defense. Probably finna lock him up. That's why you got out of this cap room, because you finna lock him up. If he does what he says he's gonna do, and leave some cheese on the table so he can get help. If he does that and allows Jerry to really build a defense around, maybe Jerry's a little up in age. Maybe he was talking about next year. Cause I can see the door's wide open for him to go all in this upcoming offseason. And my thing is, it tell us that, Jerry. Tell us you rebuilding this year and we going all in next year. Don't have us thinking you going, damn, Jerry. But I think this next offseason is the offseason. Thank you. Sign Zeke. Saw he couldn't play and kept playing him. And then released him. And we get what? Anyway, but I think this next offseason is the offseason that he goes all in for real. I'm really curious and who this coaching hire is going to be, right? Because the coaching hire is going to tell me a lot. And if he has another yes man, you know, If he has another yes man with a big name, then, you know, I won't be enthused. I'm just going to say that. But if he has a real football guy, and some, you know, a real football guy that's going to hold guys accountable and give us some discipline, then, whoo, you know, maybe, hey, maybe we may. Somebody who will actually run the ball, right? And put Dak in a position. You know, they're a coach. Yeah, a coach. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what I be looking at. Right, I'm very curious to see what the next coach is gonna be. But if it's Mike, we're in trouble. But I highly doubt if Mike comes back. Cause if he would have got an extension, I think that would have gave him one already if they're gonna extend him. So I think he's gonna let Mike ride on out to the sunset. As long as he whoop Washington for me Sunday, we good. All right. So next week, y'all, will probably be Thursday. We'll be back Thursday. I don't think it's no Thursday night game. So yeah, we'll probably be back Thursday about 6:30. Yeah, we'll say Thursday 6:30. We'll make the day for Thursday 6:30 next week. I want to thank all of y'all for coming through and kicking it with your boy Rick James. I see y'all next week. Until then, Mr. Cowboy Nation is challenging you not to be good, but to be great.